tennis fans could be forgiven for not knowing the name of the 102nd best tennis player on the men's tour until Thursday. That's when Dustin Brown knocked Rafael Nadal, winner of 14 Grand Slam titles, out of Wimbledon. In his post-match press conference, Brown, wearing a Rasta hat and a Superman t-shirt, called it the best day of my life.
I think all the kids that play tennis dream on, you know, being able to play on that center court and then also to be able to put that performance together. This was definitely very difficult, and I'm very happy that I held it together for the whole match.
Here's a couple of tidbits you might not know about Dustin Brown. He was born in Germany but moved to Jamaica when he was 11. He hasn't cut his dreadlocks in 19 years, and he credits his current place on the tour to time spent in a Volkswagen camper van. For more on that, we turn to Sports Illustrated senior writer Greg Bishop, who profiled Brown for the New York Times back in 2010. Hi, Greg.
Thanks for having me.
In 2010, Brown was still working his way up the rankings. He had broken into the top 100 for the first time, was about to make his first appearance at Wimbledon in the singles draw. But was his story really all about the van for you?
Yeah, definitely. The van is one thing that really stuck with me. You know, he's got such an interesting backstory, just, you know, being German and Jamaican and having lived all over the world. But my favorite part of the story was, you know, that his mother decided at one point that, you know, for him to be successful, they were going to have to buy a camper van, live in the camper van, and travel around Europe to these, you know, smaller tournaments to try and crack the top 100. And so, yeah, he did that, and he did it for many years. And, you know, that part of it always really stood out to me.
You point out that the van was, quote, bigger than some Manhattan apartments, with a kitchen, a bathroom, and three beds. It sounds pretty good to me. Why did he ever give it up?
Yeah, you know, I think what happened was he ultimately lived in it as long as he had to. And then when he ended up being able to live in a, you know, a full space, he kept the van. My understanding is he still has it, and he might drive it occasionally for the errand, or, you know, if he's got a date, he might take it to the movies. But yeah, I think ultimately he just kind of outgrew it, although I do believe he kept it for sentimental value.
Jamaica, of course, is known for its sprinters, not necessarily for its tennis players. How much more difficult did it become for Brown to become a professional tennis player when his family moved to Jamaica?
You know, he said it was really hard. He had a hard time finding courts. He had a hard time finding just tennis balls that were, like, in great shape. He had a hard time finding people to play against. And, you know, they obviously have great weather all year round, so it's possible to train, but it's just not a very popular sport. And so, you know, that was kind of what got him to get the van in the first place, is that, you know, he felt like the longer he stayed in Jamaica, the less that he would be known and the less that he could kind of move up. So then they got the van, took the risk, drove around Europe, and you know, it all led to that moment with the big win over Nadal.
The Jamaican Tennis Federation, I gather, was not particularly supportive.
No, when I interviewed Brown in 2010, he had told me that he had received an email from the Federation president congratulating him for his wild card entry into Wimbledon. And the only problem with that is that he was ranked 101st for the tournament, and he didn't need a wild card at all. And so that to him signaled that they weren't really paying that much attention. So, you know, it'll be interesting now. You know, a lot of times you'll see these kind of federations try to, you know, get some glory out of a big win like that. And so it'll be interesting to see how they react to it.
Brown is the talk of Wimbledon this week. His Twitter page, at Dreddy Tennis, has tens of thousands of new followers. No surprise there. But champions get ousted at Wimbledon every year. Why are we so fascinated with this particular upset?
You know, it's a good point, because if you look at the match just in and of itself, you know, Nadal's worst surface is grass. Brown's best surface is grass. It's not entirely that surprising. I think what makes it, interesting to people is just Brown's story. I think the hair really stands out, especially at a place like Wimbledon. I think the way he plays with the serve and volley game that's largely extinct for men's tennis and used to be very popular there. And I think it's just the backstory. You know, I hate to keep coming back to the van, but I think people just latch on to a guy that took a risk and decided, I'm going to try to do this and do it well. And then to have it culminate, people really identify with that.
You know, to be entirely fair to Mr. Brown, we probably should point out that this win was not exactly a fluke. His record against Rafael Nadal is 2-0.
Exactly, and he's very good on grass. You know, he's very tall. He hits a hard serve. He's good at coming in, and, you know, it's the perfect surface for him. He's beaten Nadal on grass before in Germany, and if somebody was going to come in and beat Nadal, who's slumped on grass in recent years, never been that comfortable on it, you know, it shouldn't be that surprising that it was Dustin Brown.
Greg Bishop is a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. You can link to his 2010 profile of Dustin Brown, a Wimbledon journey that began in a van at onlyagame.org. Greg, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.